It's Monday, June the 16th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. Economic analyst Joseph Kefashiama has called for Namibia to join the BRICS group to strengthen its economy. Given the fragile global political and economic climate, he believes BRICS membership will help Namibia diversify its alliances and stimulate industrial growth.
You will agree with me that the current economic and political landscape across the globe is very fragile. And that is why Namibia should strategize. Diversify it is in the national alliances and also to think about balance out its traditional ties in order to reduce independence on old friends who do not contribute to the country through a common interest.
Find the latest interview with Joseph Kefashiama on futuremedianews.com.na. Namibia has made significant progress in meeting international standards on money laundering and terrorism financing, clearing 8 of 13 required actions by the Financial Action Task Force so far, says Zenobia Berry, the Bank of Namibia's Deputy Director of Legal, Policy and Enforcement at the Financial Intelligence Center. Nevertheless, on June 10, the European Union added Namibia to its high-risk jurisdictions list, mirroring the grey listing by the Financial Actions Task Force.
The action items that still need to be addressed relates to the following: effective, proportionate and dissuasive sanctions for breaches of anti-money laundering and combating the financing of terrorism obligations, cooperation between the Financial Intelligence Center and law enforcement agencies to enhance the use of financial intelligence in the investigations, a sustained increase in investigation and prosecution of money laundering cases, adequate human and financial resources to enhance the operational capabilities of investigating and prosecuting authorities, and lastly, the ability of competent authorities to identify and investigate terrorist financing activities.
Social justice advocate Herbert Jauch underscored that general dialogue on poverty is no longer enough. In reference to the weekend speech by Veiko Nekundi, he called for firm government action, including a basic income grant, to effectively reduce poverty and unemployment.
This has been talked about for many years, and we all know that these are some of the key problems in Namibia today. So what we want to hear now is the general public which steps will concretely be taken to address that. What is the administration planning to overcome poverty and unemployment?
The full interview with Herbert Jauch is available on futuremedianews.com.na. In South Africa, the Democratic Teachers Union has condemned Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwarube for releasing guidelines on the Bella Act, calling her actions unlawful and unconstitutional. SADU spokesperson Nomusa Tembi says only regulations, not guidelines, are permitted under the Act and accuses Gwarube of political interference. She says the union has demanded the retraction of the guidelines.
The minister must remember her role as an executive authority and must back off on areas that do not concern her. She continues to undermine the constitution of our country and the National Education Policy Act that provides for consultation with all stakeholders in matters of education.
In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump blocked an Israeli plan to assassinate Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei following recent escalations, according to BBC, citing U.S. officials who spoke to CBS News. The reported proposal was discussed after Israel launched strikes on Iran, but Trump is said to have advised Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against the move. While the White House has not yet commented publicly, the Israeli leader declined to confirm nor deny the report in a televised interview. The incident underscores growing tensions between the U.S., Israel and Iran amid deepening regional conflict. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.